Robert Williams with CAPS, which is the Center for AIDS Prevention Studies, and I live in Oakland, California.
That's a tough one for me. A good friend of mine was diagnosed a couple of years ago, and I went with him to get his test. And at the time that he got the test, we were sitting in the lobby of the testing place, and he had received his diagnosis, and he didn't say anything to me. And so we got through with it, and me just being me, assuming that the test came out negative, and so we leave the place. And I was like, okay, you want to stop somewhere and get something to eat or just hang out? And didn't ever really think to ask him what were the results of the test. And when he told me that the test was positive, it kind of blew me away. And we just stopped right there where we were. I said, well, stop, because I can't move right now. I don't know what's going on with you. And, I mean, for me, that's really profound that you've just been tested HIV positive. And I've never been with anybody who tested positive before. So we went back to the car. He had a real good cry. And if a friend of mine told me that they're positive, I don't think that there's necessarily anything that you need to say to them. But just continue to be a friend. If they need a shoulder to cry on, be that shoulder to cry on. If there's somebody that they need to talk to, be that person that they can talk to. And if they don't want to be bothered with it, don't want to discuss it, be okay with just still continuing to be their friend. I think people always need friends in the world.